From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Russia objected to a draft UN resolution Thursday that would implement a 30-day pause in fighting across Syria and would lift the siege on eastern Ghouta. Russia asked for a meeting of the Security Council, at which its ambassador dismissed as, quote, not possible, the proposed ceasefire and the accompanying aid deliveries, along with large-scale medical evacuations. The U.S. supports a ceasefire measure. Earlier Thursday, State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert said Russia bears responsibility for the high number of civilian deaths in eastern Ghouta in the past few days.
More than 400 or so civilians have been horrifically killed by the Syrian regime. And as we all know, they're backed by not only Russia, but also Iran. It is a good reminder that Russia bears a unique responsibility for what is taking place there. Without Russia backing Syria, the devastation and the deaths would certainly not be occurring.
President Trump spoke about gun control Thursday with state and local leaders. He says his administration is trying to get guns out of the hands of criminals and is working to raise the age at which people are able to buy assault rifles.
We're going to do strong background checks. We're going to work on getting the age up to 21 instead of 18. We're getting rid of the bump stocks. And we're going to be focusing very strongly on mental health, because here's a case of mental health.
National Rifle Association CEO Wayne LaPierre has criticized advocates of tougher gun control laws Thursday, saying they won't prevent mass school shootings like the one that killed 17 people a week ago in Florida. This is VOA News. Anger and concern is growing among a group of parents in northern Nigeria.